This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
How do we know the Chinese quarantine camps are really, well, pandemic death camps? How do we know that? Because they're putting all the people in the same room. I don't know if you've seen some of the pictures and videos of many of these camps, but it's a giant room with a concrete floor, like a gymnasium kind of thing, with cots spread out and maybe curtains between the people. But they're not isolated rooms with isolated individual air supply. You know, there's no containment. So really what these are is a place where they stick one or two infected people in there, and then everybody's infected because, of course, they're all contained in a death camp. So from this, and by the way, many photos and videos have already leaked online, and many patients in these facilities complaining about they have no toilet except one that's 200 meters away outdoors. There's no running water. There's no food. There's no medicine. There's nothing, just a cot on a concrete floor, you know, hundreds of other people, maybe thousands in the same building, and they're getting no medical help whatsoever. These are death camps, folks. That's what these are. These are places where they take people to go die. They have no intention, that is the Chinese authorities, they have no intention of these people recovering with any assistance. They're not going to get any medical help, nothing. In fact, they're throwing these people in with other people who they know are infected. So if you get sentenced to quarantine, it's like being sentenced to death in China. That's where things stand right now. And remember how I said a few days ago that China is now executing people that they believe are infected? This is kind of one way they're also accomplishing that. They're rounding people up against their will. They're going door to door now, medically kidnapping, i.e. medically arresting people, and throwing them into these quarantine camps where they're certain to be infected. Now, whether they survive that infection, of course, is up to that individual. And I suppose the good news here is that we now know 83% of the people survived this. About 17% die. And so I think what China is doing is just rounding people up, throwing them in these camps, and just saying, look, you know, your fate is going to be decided here. You either live or die. If you live, you walk out of here. If you die, we take you to your body to a cremation funeral home and cremate you. I think that's how they're doing this because the numbers are so huge. I had a source today, this Chinese billionaire, Hong Kong guy, saying that there are now 1,200 bodies being burned per day in the crematoriums in the Wuhan region. I mean, think about that, 1,200 bodies per day, and this thing hasn't even peaked yet. According to other estimates, this is supposed to peak probably sometime in March, at which time there would be about 50,000 to 75,000 infections per day, which, given the death rate that we already know, translates to about 7,500 to maybe 10,000 deaths per day. After that, it will get better, all right? So if you're keeping track here of the numbers and the models and the software simulations and the epidemiology, you know, eventually this thing does pass. But at its peak, there could be 7,500 to 10,000 people dying a day in China. I mean, the bodies are going to stack up like we've never seen since the Holocaust or something. I mean, this is going to be so devastating to China. And by the way, that's just peaking in the Wuhan region. It's going to peak months later, perhaps a month or 2 months later in other regions of China because they're lagging behind the original outbreak. And then it's going to peak in other countries later. And if this thing gets into India or, frankly, anywhere in the continent of Africa, then it's going to be totally uncontrolled. It's just going to spread uncontrolled. It'll devastate the human population, especially those in Africa and countries like India. So this is way beyond containment. The Chinese government is lying to you. The WHO is lying. And the WHO has the gall to go out there and say, there's too much fake news being spread about this. There's no need to panic. Everything's fine. Everything's under control. It only kills 2%, according to the WHO. And people need good information, they say. Yeah, people need good information, which is not your BS to cover China's ass because the WHO is basically another extension of communist China, just like the Democrats in America and you know, the Congress, half the members of Congress are totally infiltrated by communist Chinese, and the universities in California are just fronts for communist China. Heck, there are governors all across America who are basically fronts for communist China. It's pretty sick. The communists have infiltrated everything. Science, technology, education, public policy, you know, lawmakers, you name it. It's been infiltrated by China. Hollywood, half the movies now are funded by China. Heck, the new Tom Cruise Top Gun movie, it's all funded by China. Imagine that. Tom Cruise on China's payroll. Not to say that he believes in you know, China's philosophy or anything, but he's starring in a movie that's funded by China. So you're taking money from China. You're working for them. So that's the reality. Well, that brings up a theory that a lot of people have right now. And that theory says that some element of the United States dropped this virus on China, released it in the Wuhan region in order to blame China and disrupt the country and stop China from taking over the world. I don't know what I think about that theory yet. I think I need more information about that. And of course, there's nothing you can cite about it. I tend to think that the simpler explanation is probably the most true here, that China was working on a genetically engineered biological weapon and they accidentally released it in their own backyard. Now they're paying the price, and that's you know, karma is a bitch when you run a communist regime based on total dishonesty, no honesty, no transparency, no scientific integrity, no quality control, nothing. You play around with level 4 bioweapons, you're going to get burned. And that's what's happening in China. That's my take. Some people think some element of the USA dropped it in China. I don't know about that. However, it's worth pointing out that China has been waging chemical warfare on America for many years with a fentanyl assault. Yeah, that's right. Fentanyl is a chemical weapon. And they are killing, what, like 50 or 60,000 Americans a year with that crap. That's like Vietnam every year. And the U.S. has had no response to China. And so, I mean, even the deaths of this coronavirus pale in comparison to the deaths from fentanyl from China. So China has been killing hundreds of thousands of Americans. So I suppose if some element of the U.S. actually deployed this weapon against China, it would certainly, how do I say this carefully? It would be something that China brought upon itself with its own chemical warfare actions. You could classify it as a defensive strike after being assaulted. You know, does America have the right to defend itself against this crazy, insane communist Chinese regime that's assaulting America with chemical weapons? Yes, hell yeah, America has the right to defend itself. So if that scenario is what has happened, you know, who knows? I don't endorse that theory. But if that's what happened, then, you know, China brought it on themselves. That's all I can say. I just don't think that that's what's happening. I think that this is a biological weapon. I think that China was playing around with it. And now China's going to pay a very, very heavy price. This could devastate the Chinese regime. And wouldn't it be great if the silver lining from this, you know, try to find some positive news in all of this, was the complete collapse of the communist regime in China and a new wave of freedom for the people of China and Hong Kong? Wouldn't that be actually some good news to come out of this? So yeah, we don't want people to die and suffer, but we can't control this virus. At least if there were some silver lining to this, it could be the downfall of the Chinese regime. That would be good for the world because, you know, all their organ harvesting operations are still going on. Makes you wonder, are they going to be exporting organs now that are contaminated with coronavirus? So, you know, this is even going to hurt their organ harvesting industry, come to think of it, which is a bizarre thought, but it's true. Stay informed. In any case, read my website, naturalnews.com. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com, the YouTube alternative for free speech. Thank you for sharing this. Stay informed. We will bring you the truth every day as this catastrophe unfolds. Be safe, get prepared, take care.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.